You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR production, its ownership, management, or staff.
I'm Tammy Rager, your host for The Now Age, and we are going to explore timeless wisdom for today,
for tomorrow,
and for
The Now Age.
For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. For The Now Age. This is TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and this is The Now Age. Don't forget, I'm Tammy. And we are radio the way it should be heard. Also want to remind you, because of the topic, it may get a little heated for multiple reasons. But if you have a question or a comment, all I got to do is pick up that phone and dial 1-877-932-9766. So, you know, here we are, fall, starting to get a little cool outside. So what do? Do we talk about Halloween, spooks, and goblins? Oh, heck no. No, we go in the opposite direction. What are we talking about? Twin flames and soulmates. I almost said spirit guides, and it's like, no, there's an odd combination. Nope, twin flames and soulmates. And with me is Brenda Frazier. Brenda's website is, and I know this one very well, letmebeyourguide.com. So, Brenda, thank you for being with me because this is my first night back.
It is an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me here, Tammy.
And we are going to have some fun.
Yes, we are.
Twin flames and soulmates. It's when we talked about this and about going into this show, it was kind of fun because this is a topic that has, in my opinion, a lot of variables. And sometimes the terms get a little convoluted and distorted and misrepresented. I always laugh about aromatherapy in the morning, and it's on a coffee billboard. No, that's not aromatherapy. So I think sometimes our spiritual and our new age and our metaphysical terms get twisted and then they get misunderstood. So we're going to be able to set the record straight.
Well, I certainly hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to demystify the heart. Oh, that sounded like an 80s rock song there, didn't it? Boy, I just dated myself.
Right. I'm not going to say another word.
So twin flames and soulmates. Which way should we back into twin flames, or should we start there and work our way down?
I think we should back into it. So let's talk a little bit more about soulmates, perhaps.
Okay. Let's start with the bigger category of soul group, which to me, a soul group is multiple people made up of your soulmates.
Agreed.
And I always tell people, when we talk about this, visualize like a tree branch. And this comes from Dr. Brian Weiss when he talks about them. If you look at a tree branch and there's all these little leaves, if you are the very tip of that leaf, out on that very farthest point, those leaves closest to you are your closer soulmates, the ones coming back towards the tree farther away from you. They're still your soulmates. They're just not as close or as intimate or maybe as interactive in your lifetime as the ones closer to you. But that's all still part of your soul group. That's how I...
Well, maybe we should go back a little bit further and talk about why this is even important. You know, the soul groups and soulmates are here to help us.
Darn right. And for good and bad.
Well, that would be true. And this is part of what we're going to be talking about today, because you and I were discussing this whole thing. We're here. It is our understanding, and you and I have had this discussion many times.
Yep.
Smile, smile.
That's what happens when you're friends. Yep.
We've had this discussion that why are we here? We're here to grow and evolve and to understand what we're supposed to do going forward and to work on the things that we need to work on to progress.
Yes, because I don't think there is a better spiritual schoolhouse than a third dimensional lifetime.
I couldn't agree more, although maybe there are some spirits somewhere that might disagree. But
Call me.
And so when we're talking about these soul groups, actually, I think the analogy of a tree is really clear.
Yeah,
I love Brian Weiss anyway. This really helps to know, first of all, that there are groups of us that get together that are trying to help us as we help them.
Yes, this goes back to pre-birth planning.
Correct.
And soul agreements, where people will say, I'm going to do this to help you learn this lesson. And you say, well, I have karma. And somebody will say, well, you can work on me to balance that karmic lesson. So we do these, though, in my opinion, we form these relationships all based on love to help. And they're not always pleasant relationships.
Yeah, boy, the first thing I want to do is to make sure that some of you may be shaking your hands and going, okay, what's karma again? And I actually took the time to write it down. Karma is being the quality of the current life and future lives determined by behavior in both this life as well as past lives. So, you know, we talk about good karma and developing good karma and bad karma. So watch what you're doing out there, guys.
It's a boomerang.
Uh-huh. And so, you know, we're talking about doing the right thing on an ongoing basis.
Yeah.
And that are the people that we connect with may teach us very difficult lessons in this lifetime.
Or we may teach them.
That's right.
Or we may balance an energy for them. Or they for us. There's a lot of spiritual, I don't want to say entanglements, but interwoven principles that go with soulmates and soul groups, because it is really for the highest good. We all know the problem with being human is we don't see our highest good.
Yeah. Huh?
But in the long run, it usually is very, very good. I always tell people, no matter how bad a relationship, find one good thing and focus on that. And it doesn't matter what the relationship